From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address. In his final address to a joint session of the U.S. Congress and the American people, President Obama spoke of his domestic and foreign policy accomplishments and focused on his vision for the country's future. He said his first priority was protecting the American people and going after terrorist networks.
Both Al-Qaeda and now ISIL pose a direct threat to our people because in today's world, even a handful of terrorists who place no value on human life, including their own, can do a lot of damage.
Mr. Obama lauded U.S. participation in stopping the spread of Ebola in West Africa, forging a massive Trans-Pacific Partnership free trade agreement, restarting diplomatic relations with Cuba, and sealing the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. defense sources say the crews of two small U.S. Navy vessels being held by Iran will be released Wednesday morning. The 10 crew members have been traveling in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain. Former U.S. Ambassador James Jeffrey says it's important to know the track of both vessels, which involves the internationally recognized right of innocent passage.
Just because a foreign military vessel enters your waters doesn't mean that you can seize that vessel and the personnel.
The Iranian Fars News Agency said the crew members had been arrested for being inside Iranian waters. Ghanaian President John Mahama Wednesday defended his decision to accept two Yemenis released from the U.S. military detention center in Guantanamo, Cuba, after a decade of incarceration, insisting they pose no security threat and will be monitored. Mr. Mahama said he acted on the request by the U.S. government to accept Mahmoud Umar Mohammed bin Atef and Khalid Mohammed Saleh al-Dubi. A coalition of Christian clergy along with opposition leaders opposed the transfer, warning it could endanger national security.